Thank you for listening to WRUU 107.5. That's WRUU LP 107.5 FM. WRUU.org, Savannah Soundings, Community Radio with Global Soul. Magical mystery and often clueless world of the Rock and Roll Cookbook, the show that saves you from that gosh awful holiday music and shopping centers and fish stores and doctor's offices with some really cool songs that will keep you awake. I'm Audrey Hepcat here with Midnight Earl, the guru of rock and roll. As always, we're here live with you every first and third Tuesday. That's right, it is the first Tuesday, December 1st.
Yes.
Haha, countdown to 2021. Our show today is a little different. It's titled Not Your Everyday Song and Dance Act, as we strive to find something musically new and different for the holidays. Lots of people like to go to the theater, Broadway, wherever. Not just Broadway, any theater. So this week we're featuring songs from musical theater or film musicals that are reported to be of some rock genre or they have some association with rock music. So there you are.
Yes.
So, what are we going to start with first, Earl?
First, we have a song from the 1957 musical drama film Jailhouse Rock, directed by Richard Thorpe and starring Elvis Presley.
The King.
Elvis Presley's band in the film is his real-life band at the time, including Scotty Moore on electric guitar and Bill Black on stand-up bass.
Now, Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller wrote 4 of the 22 songs in the film. I'm not sure who wrote the other 18. But anyway, they wrote I Want to Be Free, Treat Me Nice, You're So Square, as well as the title song Jailhouse Rock. Apparently, in only 5 hours after their music publisher, under deadline, locked them in their hotel room. Well, that wasn't nice. Anyway, Jeff Alexander and Nedrick Young composed the music and lyrics otherwise for the soundtrack. The dance for the title song was actually created in a style that was actually better suited to a classically trained dancer, which Elvis was not, obviously. So the choreographer, Alex Romero, just asked Elvis to move to the song how he normally would. And that led to what many consider his most famous dance number in all of his movies. This one right here. So we're actually going to hear one of the other Lieber and Stoller songs from the musical. This is Elvis in I Want to Be Free from Jailhouse Rock.
1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. There's no joy in my heart, only sorrow, and I'm sad as a man can be. I sit alone in the darkness of my lonely room, and this room is a prison to me. I look out my window, and what do I see?
Oh, wanna be free.
I see a bird,
wanna be free.
Way up in a tree.
Oh, wanna be free.
I wanna be free.
Oh yes.
Free.
Oh yes.
Free. I wanna be free like the bird in the tree.
Wanna be free.
Oh, what good are my eyes? They can't see you. And my arms, they can't hold you so tight. I have 2 lips that are yearning, but they're no good to me. 'Cause I know I can't kiss you tonight. I look out my window, and what do I see? I see a bird.
Free.
I want to be free.
Oh, yes.
Free.
Oh, yes.
Free.
Oh.
All right, so that was Elvis, the King, I Want to Be Free from Jailhouse Rock. I actually expected something a little wilder, so I panicked when I couldn't really hear the song when it started. So sorry about that, folks. All right, next we have a song from the 1965 British musical comedy adventure film directed by Richard Lester.
Yes, the film follows the Beatles' struggle to record their new album while trying to protect Ringo from a sinister cult and a pair of mad scientists who are obsessed with obtaining one of his rings. The soundtrack was released as an album also called Help. It did not receive the critical acclaim of the Beatles' first film, A Hard Day's Night, but it is a big influence on the development of music videos.
I thought that was interesting.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
there were music films before this, but mm-hmm. this kind of defined the rock video.
This really started it.
Yeah.
Not A Hard Day's Night, but Help.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, the song we're going to play is a continuation of the story from She Loves You, sort of. I mean, it's from the same perspective, a third person, you know, speaking about the relationship or whatever.
Yeah.
In the song, we learn that the girl is crazy about the guy being sung to. This song confirms that the guy must take action or risk losing the girl.
Yeah, you got to love those cliffhanger plots. Yes. Now, some really creative arranging for this song, as there usually is with the Fab Four, right? McCartney overdubbed a background piano live on the backing track, and Ringo added bongos. So it's really pretty cool. The addition of that Latin American percussion was another way the Beatles often exploited the capabilities of what was then the state-of-the-art four-track recording. There's actually a really cool site that deals with all of their recording techniques for all the songs they ever wrote called Beatle Bible, I think. I'm not sure. But anyway, it's on our Facebook page. If you go to the Rock and Roll Cookbook Facebook page group, you'll be able to read all about it. Anyway, this is You're Gonna Lose That Girl from Help by, of course, the Beatles.
You're gonna lose that
girl. You're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose
that girl.
If you don't take her out tonight, she's gonna change her mind.
She's gonna change her mind.
And I will take her out tonight and I will treat her kind.
I'm gonna treat her kind.
You're gonna lose that
girl. Yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose. If you don't treat her right, my friend, you're gonna find her gone.
Gonna find her gone.
'Cause I will treat her right and then you'll be the lonely
you're
one.
You're not the only one.
You're gonna lose that
yes,
girl.
Yes, yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose
yes, yes, you're
that
gonna
girl.
Lose that girl.
You're gonna lose.
Yes, yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
I'll make a point of taking her away from you.
What you do,
yeah. The way you treat her, what else can I do?
Taking her away from you. Watch what you do,
yeah.
The way you treat her, what else can I do?
If you don't take her out tonight, she's gonna change her
mind. She's gonna change her mind.
And I will take her out tonight and I will treat her kind.
I'm gonna treat her kind.
You're gonna lose that girl.
Yes, yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose.
That was Help from the Beatles, by the Beatles, rather. You're going to lose that girl. Next, we're going to change course a little bit and hear a song from the original 1971 Broadway production of none other than Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice's rock opera musical that retells the last 7 days of the life of Christ. It's pretty compelling. music as well as story. Although, yeah, we do have Andrew Lloyd Webber in another musical. I think he's one of the most overrated composers of any genre. But if you're covering musical theater, you can't ignore him.
Yep. The original stars were Jeff Fenholt as Jesus and Ben Vereen as Judas and Bob Bingham as Caiaphas.
Caiaphas. And we should note that a rock opera, like a traditional classical opera, tells the story entirely through singing, while musical theater will have spoken dialogue as well as songs scattered throughout. So this is a rock opera, not a musical. The song we're going to hear is Heaven on Their Minds, sung by the Judas character, portrayed by the wonderful Ben Vereen, who received a Tony nomination for this role and actually won the Tony for his role in the Broadway musical Pippin. But we're going to hear Heaven on Their Minds, Jesus Christ Superstar.
My mind is clearer now, at last all too well I can see where we all soon will be. If you'd strip away the myth from the man, you will see where we all soon will be. Jesus, you started to believe the things they say of you. To matter more than the things you say. Listen, Jesus, I don't like what I see, and all I ask is that you listen to me and remember I've been your right hand man all along. You have set them on fire, they think they've found the new. And they'll hurt you when they find they're wrong. I remember when this whole thing began, no talk of God then, we called you a man. And believe me, my admiration for you hasn't died. But every word you say today gets twisted round some other way, and they'll hurt you if they think you lied. Nazareth, you're famous and should have stayed a great unknown, like his father carving wood, he'd have made good. Tables, chairs, and oaken chests would have suited Jesus best. He'd have caused nobody harm, no one alarmed. Listen, Jesus, do you care for your race? Can't you see we must keep in our place? We are occupied, have you forgotten how put down? Crowds, for we are getting much too loud, and they'll crush us if we go too far, if we go too far. To this warning I give, please remember that I want us to live. But it's so sad to see our chances weakening with every hour. All your followers are blind, too much heaven on their minds. It was beautiful but now it's sour. This is all, it's gone sour.
Of its time, but a wonderful, wonderful performance by Mr. Ben Vereen, Heaven on Their Minds, Jesus Christ Superstar, 1971, original Broadway soundtrack. Now the next tune, and this was really confusing to me because it's actually written in the style of a jukebox musical, but it has all original songs. It doesn't have popular songs.
Right.
They're all original. It first
they
opened
became
in New York.
Popular
it
later.
Became popular. Right. So it opened in New York in 1972 at the Eden Theater, which is actually an off-Broadway theater. A lot of shows started off-Broadway, and then they moved to the Great White Way or whatever it's called. When we say jukebox musical, so we mean it includes mostly well-known popular songs rather than songs written specifically for the production. But all these songs are original, as you pointed out to
right.
me, Earl. All right. And they're also diegetic, which apparently means that they're presented as music coming from instruments in the story space as opposed to non-diegetic, which is also known as commentary sound, which is when the source of the audio is neither visible on the screen or stage, nor has been implied in the action of the actual story. Now, we are not musical theater historians, but I found that fact rather interesting as well as confusing. So anyway, we'll see if it actually fulfills this goal, right?
Yep.
We should tell you this is from Greece. This is from the Broadway production, not the film, which was terrible, by the way, or we think it's terrible. So it started at the Royal Theater, and by the end of 1972, it had moved to another theater, and finally in 1980, it got to the Majestic Theater. It was the longest-running show when it closed at the time in Broadway history after playing 3,388 performances. I think there are probably longer shows now or since Grease, but at the time, it was the longest-running show. Takes place in 1959, and Clive Barnes said, Grease is a musical that tries to transport us back to those dear dead days when Elvis still had his pelvis, butter didn't melt in Sandra Dee's mouth, hairstyles looked like James Dean's, and Marlon Brando rode a motorcycle.
Yes. Historians would also call it a time of transition because the music was greatly influenced by the R&B style of artists like Chuck Berry. So rock and roll was just starting out, but the Beatles and their successors had not yet emerged to give rock the sophistication it later developed.
All right, developed up to a point and then became commercially mediocre again. So anyway, Barnes also wrote that Grease is a parody of one of those old Elvis Presley campus movies. It's really, I mean, regardless of what you think of the music, it's historically really important.
Yeah.
And the Broadway musical was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So we're actually going to hear a great song called Those Magic Changes from the original Broadway cast of Grease, 1972.
Hey, Duty. Where did you get the guitar?
Yeah, I just started taking lessons during vacation. I was just working on a G chord. I already know a C and an A minor and an F.
Hey, oh, wow. That's terrific. Hey, why don't you play something for us, Elvis?
Oh, okay. Lesson 4, Magic Changes by Ronnie Dell. C, 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 A, A minor, F, 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 G, 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 G7, C, 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 A minor, F, 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 G, 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 G7. What's that playing on the radio? Why do I start swaying to and fro? I have never heard that song before. Sends a thrill right through me, 'cause those chords remind me of the night that I first fell in love to. Those magic changes, my heart arranges a melody that's never the same. A melody that's calling your name and begs you, please come back to me. Please return to me. Don't go. Someday I know, been so lonesome since meet your last goodbye. But I'm singing as I cry, while the bass is sounding, while the drums are pounding, beating on my broken heart. We'll rise in first place on the chart.
Those magic changes from Greece. This next piece is by one of our very favorite artists. Concept of Quadrophenia has to do with the storyline in the album and the technology used to record it. The main character in the song has a quadraphenic personality, meaning four distinct personas are inside him. So each personality was intended to correspond to one of the band members. And we are going to be playing The Real Me, from this 1973 opera. This is about a mod, I guess that's how you say it.
Yeah.
Mod, named Jimmy, who can't see who he really is. This was the name of the British youth, mods, and Pete Townsend was a student of the mod culture. This was, what album was this by The Who? This was,
Quadrophenia.
Well, no, but what, it was like the fifth or the sixth album.
Yeah, something like that.
The sixth studio album. Yeah. And then their second rock opera, the first one being Tommy, which, and this is far better than Tommy, although it was a good effort on their part. So The Real Me is what many people consider to be one of John Entwistle's greatest bass performances. Song relates to identity and madness. Actually, it stands on its own. So it's a pretty radio-friendly song from the opera, which many of the others are not. We should also mention historically that Quadrophenia is significant in that it, along with the release of a few other albums in 1973, marked the end, musically, of 60s rock, whatever that means. Other pieces like, well, I know what it means. Other pieces like Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, Led Zeppelin's Houses of the Holy, stuff like that sort of ushered in a new way of thinking,
right,
and thinking about music and all that. So anyway, I'll stop blabbing and let's listen to The Real Me from The Who, Quadrophenia, 1979.
I think it was 73.
It was 1973?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry, folks.
Okay.
You can look it up.
Okay.
It's between 1973 and 73.
Time!
right. That was from Quadrophenia by The Who in 1972, I guess.
73 was the original album. 79 was the film of Quadrophenia.
Was the film. Okay, yeah, I'm getting confused between the stage production and the film. Sorry about that, folks. But anyway, it's Quadrophenia, The Who. The next song is something totally different. A mega adventure fantasy super soul musical adaptation. Okay, did everybody get that? It's from the Frank Baum classic, The Wizard of Oz, presented in the context of contemporary African-American culture. And it was actually the first kind of a breakthrough for Broadway, because it was the first large-scale musical featuring an all-black cast, and laid the foundation for later theatrical hits such as Dreamgirls and Duke Ellington's Sophisticated Ladies. Now, this stage production started in Baltimore, moved to Philadelphia, and then before finally reaching Broadway in 1975. And unlike the film version, the stage production won 7 Tony Awards. The film was really not, really failed commercially and critically, but the stage production won 7 Tony Awards, including Best Musical for that year. The song that we're going to play features the character Eveline and the Winkies, who were native residents of Oz in the revamped Wizard, and it is sung by the wonderful Mabel King, who you might remember from her role as Mama Thomas on the ABC sitcom What's Happening. But as you will hear, she was also a formidable singer. So this is "Don't Nobody Bring Me No Bad News," or short form is "No Bad News" from The Wiz, Mabel King.
Wake up in the afternoon, which pleases me to do. Don't nobody bring me no bad news, 'cause I wake up already negative and I'm wired up my views. So don't nobody bring me no bad news. Now if we're gonna be buddies, better bone up on the rules, 'cause don't nobody bring me no bad news. You can be my best of friends as opposed to
Mabel King, No Bad News. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Cookbook, and today's special is Not Your Everyday Song and Dance Act. We're showcasing rock opera or musical theater here on WRUU 107.5 FM, WRUU.org, and we are live, as you could probably surmise. Want to remind everybody that the Savannah Art Association will celebrate its they're already celebrating their 100th anniversary with a historic auction of 100 works of art lasting 100 days, starting September 15th till December 15th of this year. So there's still time. to participate in this online auction, which is intended to give its member or artists an opportunity to display their craft while raising much-needed funds to support a broad range of SAA member services. So it's quite a unique gift of art for the holidays. For more information, call 912-232-7731 or visit www.savart1920.com. Also, we remind all of you business owners out there that if you want to get your message out to a dedicated, loyal, and active audience, then you should make WRUU part of your company's marketing strategy. Our listeners aren't just passively listening to us in the background. When your company underwrites with WRUU, you're getting their attention. And you're also supporting Savannah's only community radio station. That's right. It is your community radio station. It's an act of both self-interest and community spirit. So connect your brand with WRUU's passion and hyper-local focus by choosing an underwriting package that fits your company's budget. Email underwriting at WRUU.org for more information, and thank you so much for your support. Also, letting everybody know that the Rock and Roll Cookbook is still looking for songs, stories, poems, and other spoken word, or audio art for our very first Small Works Festival for radio. It's called 3 Minutes in 2020. You can find out all about it on our Facebook page or the Rock and Roll Cookbook Facebook group. So we hope some of you out there, we do have some submissions, but we could use a lot more. So we hope some of you will send in your 3 minutes of quintessence. So we're looking for original material. Rules are pretty simple. We just ask that it be small, not more than 3 minutes and 15 seconds. Deadline for submission of MP3s is December 18th, and we will do the broadcast of your work on December 29th. So we look forward to hearing and playing your 3 minutes of 2020. All right, our next stop in our journey through stage and screen is to a wall.
No, we're not doing the wall.
We're not doing the wall yet?
No, the next one is...
Oh, Joe's Garage. Sorry,
yes,
Frank
Joe's Garage. Zappa. Originally released as two separate studio albums. It's, let's see, it's a mocking commentary on many garage and punk bands of the era. It refers to a number of music fads, including new wave, heavy metal, disco, and glitter rock, and is basically critical of the musical industry in the late 1970s.
And it's kind of noted for its use of xenochrony. Is that how you pronounce that?
Xenochrony.
Xenochrony. Xenochrony. Polyphony. Xenochrony. A recording technique that takes guitar solos from older live recordings and overdubs them onto new studio recordings. So Zappa was really known for very innovative techniques, as well as for hating censorship, corporate abuse, and untalented bands that became famous. So anyway, here we go. Joe's Garage by Frank Zappa.
It wasn't very large. There was just enough room to cram the drums in the corner over by the Dodge. It was a 54 with a mashed up door and a cheesy little lamp, with a sign on the front said Fender Champ and a second hand guitar. It was a Stratocaster with a whammy bar. We could jam in Joe's Garage. His mama was screaming, turn it down. We were playing the same old song in the afternoon, and sometimes we were playing all night long. It was all we knew and easy too, so we wouldn't get it wrong, even if you played it on the saxophone. We thought we was pretty good. We talked about keeping the band together. We figured that we should, 'cause about this time we was getting the eye from the girls in the neighborhood. They'd all come over and dance around like, so
So we picked out a stupid name, had some cards printed up for a couple of bucks, and we was on our way to fame. Got matching suits and Beetle boots and a sign on the back of the car, and we was ready to work in a go-go bar. Singing like a song, they got up and danced and made a lot of noise, and it wasn't for very long. A guy from a company we can't name said we ought to take his pen and sign on the line for a real good time, but he didn't tell us when. These good times would be something that was really happening. So the band broke up, and it looks like we will never play again.
Guess you only get one chance in life to play a song that goes like.
Turn it down. All right, next we're going to hear The Wall, or
yes,
we're going to hear another brick in the wall. This is part one of the rock opera by Pink Floyd. Released in 1979. I'm pretty sure that was the year. Hopefully I'm right this time.
That's
okay.
A good year.
Very good year for rock opera. The Wall, of course, is symbolic of abandonment and isolation, so it's a perfect metaphor for the holiday season. It's actually in three parts. We're going to hear part one, which begins with the protagonist, Pink, who starts building a metaphorical wall around himself following the death of his father. It's called Another Brick in the Wall, From the Wall, by Pink Floyd.
Dad is blown across the ocean. All in all, it was all just bricks in.
was part one, Another Brick in the Wall from The Wall by Pink Floyd. So now we're going to move on to give you just a taste of yet another innovative rock musical. We don't have time to play the whole thing, but it's from the 1998 musical drama film written and directed by Todd Haynes. Actually tells the story of a fictional pop star named Brian Slade and reflects the sort of the glam rock culture of the 1970s. So it's paralleling David Bowie's life as well as being influenced by the ideas and life of Oscar Wilde. However, the songs in this have nothing to do with David Bowie's Velvet Goldmine. That's the name of the film. And we're going to hear The Ballad of Maxwell Demon.
Planet, Mister, show me the way to Earth. Boys of Quadrant 44, vicious metal hounds never come around here no more. Sometimes I wonder if I'm still alive.
So there's a taste of The Ballad of Maxwell Demon. That was actually the name of an early band by Brian Eno. Anyway, it's pretty innovative, reflects the glam rock culture. And now we're going to go on back to visit another Tim Rice, Andrew Lloyd Webber collaboration, which follows the life of the Argentine political leader Eva Perón, who is the first lady, was a huge influence. And fought for causes she believed in, including women's suffrage and improving the lives of the poor. She was an amazing, amazing personality. Evita, the stage production, opened on Broadway in September 1979, starring Patti LuPone as Eva Perón. Of course, Madonna played the lead in the film version. The stage production won 7 1980 Tony Awards, including Best Book, Best Score, and Best Musical of the Year. It's also considered a mega musical, which is kind of its own subgenre, one in which music is almost always electronically amplified. The sets are complicated and expensive. Anybody who saw Evita on Broadway can attest to that. The story is usually about an historical subject, is totally epic in scope, and is never about comedy, which I found very depressing. So no mega musicals apparently are about comedy. It's always drama, often tragic. So we're going to hear Good Night and Thank You from Evita, the original Broadway soundtrack.
Good night and thank you, Magaldi. You've completed your task. What more could we ask of you now? Please sign the book on your way out the door. That will be all. If we need you, we'll call. But I don't think that's likely somehow.
Oh, but it's sad when a love affair dies. The parting, the closing of doors. But we must be honest, I'm fooling ourselves.
Which means up yours. There is no one, no one at all. Never has been and never will be a lover, male or female. promote them, don't blame them, you're the same.
Good night and thank you, whoever. She's in every magazine, been photographed, seen, she's known. We don't like to rush, but your case has been packed. If we've missed anything, you could give us a ring, but we don't always answer the phone.
Oh, but it's sad when a love affair dies. But when we were hot, we were hot. I know you'll look back on the good times we've shared.
But Ava will not. There is no one, no one at all. Never has been and never will be a lover.
Good night and thank you, whoever. We are grateful you found her a spot on the sound radio. We'll think of you every time she's on the air. We'd love you to stay, but you'd be in the way. So do up your trousers and go.
Oh, but it's sad when a love affair dies to decline into silence and doubt. Our passion was just too intense to survive.
For God's sake, get out.
Oh, but this life's an embarrassing sight. Someone has made us look fools. Argentine men call us sexual shots. Someone has altered the rules.
Fame on the wireless as far as it goes is all very well, but every girl knows she needs a man she can monopolize with fingers and dozens of different pies.
Oh!
Well, not quite rock and roll, but certainly interesting orchestration. And I got to hand it to Lloyd Webber. That's I actually like that piece. Anyway, we move back in time from 1950s Argentina and Evita to ancient Egypt and Aida, the Ethiopian princess who was captured by the Egyptians and was the ill-fated heroine in Verdi's famous classical opera. So this is a rock opera. Based on a real opera or a classical opera. We're going to hear a song from the Broadway musical version of that opera, the story by Tim Rice again, but this time with music by Sir Elton John. It premiered on Broadway in 2000. It won four Tonys, including Best Original Score. And it's important to note that to be eligible for the Best Original Score Award, the score must be written specifically for the theater and must be original. Compilations of non-theatrical music or compilations of earlier theatrical music are not eligible for consideration. So this is another pyramid from the mega musical Aida by Elton John and Tim Rice.
While you've been away cavorting, matters here have moved apace. Now I need you home supporting all the plans I've put in place. First of all, this means your wedding. You'll recall your future bride. For the way that Pharaoh's heading, time's no longer on our side. According to the harp god Horus, our most regal invalid, it's not that much longer for us. Build another pyramid. There are many who'll be tearful as our leader fades away, but our architects are cheerful, and each dog must have its day. If our country is to flourish, then my son must take the lead. Be our inspiration, nourish all our hopes, our dreams, our creed. Soon our monarch will have filled the tomb just like his father's dead. Summon Egypt's greatest builder, me, another pyramid.
Build it, another pyramid.
There will be your time for mourning, but for now put plans on hold. For I give the nation warning that before the corpse is cold, we'll extend fair Egypt's powers, Egypt's glory, strength, and style. We shall have our finest hour far beyond the mighty Nile. He must have a vault that's grand by, and his standards flow to live. Put 5,000 slaves on standby, build another pyramid.
From the rock opera Aida, a collaboration of Tim Rice and Elton John. Now we're going to bring you a song from the 1998 off-Broadway musical about a fictional rock and roll band called Hedwig and the Angry Itch. This actually got a lot of critical acclaim. The band's frontman is actually an East German transgender woman with a book by John Cameron Mitchell, who also played the title role in the original production and film. And music and lyrics by Stephen Trask. So this is Wicked Little Town from Hedwig and the Angry Itch. Inch, sorry.
Fates are vicious in the cruel.
Beautiful. That was Hedwig and the Angry Inch. And you have been listening to the Rock and Roll Cookbook, Not Your Typical Song and Dance Act. It's a tribute to rock and roll in the musical theater. Thank you so much, Earl. Thanks to WRUU. And you, our amazing listeners, please come back and join us for our next time next Tuesday, or a week from Tuesday, December 15th, 4 p.m., same time. As you forge through the holiday season, please stay safe, be kind to others, and as always, keep listening to that rock and roll music any old way you choose it. I'm Audrey Hepcat, and here's Happy New Year from Rent.
How long till next year?
3.5 minutes.
I'm giving up my vices. I'm going back, back to school. Eviction or not, this week's been so hot that long as I've got you, I know I'll be cool. I couldn't crack the love code, dear, till you made the lock and my heart explode. It's gonna be a happy new year.
Is clear. You're supposed to be working. That's for midnight. Where are they? There isn't much time.
Maybe they're dressing. I mean, what does one wear that's apropos for a party that's also a crime? Chips, anyone?
You could take the girl out of Hicksville, but you can't take the Hicksville out of the girl.
My riot got you on TV. I deserve a royalty. Be nice, you two, or no, got off for champagne. Don't mind if I do.
Bolted plywood padlock with a chain, a total dead end.
Just like my ex-girlfriend. Honey, I know you're there. Please pick up the phone. Are you okay? It's not fun. It's not fair. How can I atone? Are you okay? I lose control, but I can learn to behave. Give me one more chance. Let me be your slave. I'll kiss your Doc Martens. Let me kiss your Doc Martens. Your every wish I will.